The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the app and sign up with code WMVP for participating offers. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Use promo code WMVP today.
From the Old National Bank State Street Studio, you're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on the new home of the Chicago Bears. ESPN Chicago.
WMVP. WSHE. HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, thanks for listening, calling, and participating. Thanks to Adam Abdallah and Charlie Bevins, who was in for Black.
Black had something going on,
but we'll tell you that story in a minute. Black will be in tonight. Black and Abdallah after Waddle and Sylvie. Peggy is sitting in for Sylvie.
She's terrified, like upstairs. She's terrified about doing a four-hour show. I said, Peggy, you've got a better resume than any of us in the building. Yes. You could do 4 hours in your sleep.
Come on.
No, listen. When
are you just going to get bored? Is that what's going to happen?
Yes, actually.
Right, I know.
Waddle never will allow you to get bored. Don't worry.
We'll talk about farts and stuff for a while.
Television, we were on the air for a minute and a half.
Oh, I know.
Maybe 2.5 minutes if you were lucky.
The show's a little different. That's true.
I mean, four hours?
I'm on with Dion for three tomorrow. Me and Dion are doing the morning show, 7 to 10.
Okay, look, having done all of those different things, I would argue that sometimes a 3.5-minute sports cast can be harder and more taxing than a 4-hour radio show. Because
Never.
Trying to get all of your stuff written and get it on the air, I thought. This is a walk in the park.
That's easy peasy. Lemon
really?
Squeezy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. As you're sitting there and having it edited and seeing what you're doing and writing your scripts and trying to get it.
Now, Tommy, if you were a pro like me, it was nothing.
Well, that's true. Okay. Well, this is nothing. This is nothing either, but you don't have to be a pro to do this.
Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Win 400 in NCAA tournament bets and Kentucky Derby bets while enjoying $4 Sam Adams beers. Details can be found at HawthorneBettingBars.com.
What's Johnny doing? Is he dropping the kids off at the pool?
He might have. Yurko might have had to go to the bathroom. That's fine.
I got 4 hours with him tomorrow.
Yeah.
He and I.
2 to 6.
All right. Now,
yes.
See?
I can't wait.
We're going to burn this studio down.
Buckle up, folks. Yeah, I'll be in the morning where it's the last day of spring training. It'll be me and Dion. And then in our time slot in noon to 2, it's Abdallah and Connor. And then Yurk and Waddle. And then Cap and Bleck, 6 to 8 tomorrow.
Nice. And then Peg will be back for another 4-hour show on Wednesday. And another 4-hour show on Thursday. Ooh. And another 4-hour show on
Friday.
Damn,
Peggy.
I know. I'm making some coin.
Yes.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yeah. No bills, just coins.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. That's pretty good.
That is. So, Carm, tell me about your night on Friday night.
Friday, and now that Tyler...
Doing like a big dog?
Oh, my God. You know, I said that, you know what? I'm going to commit. It's Friday. We just had this unbelievable anniversary party for the station. And a huge contingent of the station. And our Keith Williams and Craig Carmerson and Steve Politziner was in town. Evan Cohen. A lot of our higher-ups that were in from all over the country.
Yeah, I get it.
So let's go do some ass
kissing. Look at you dropping those names.
Right. Yeah.
We got to go do some ass. But we had.
I mean, you should see Carmen and Sylvie both arm in arm going over there to smooch a little buttocks over there.
Was there enough room there for both of your shoulders?
Greco came, Fridell came. Who else was with us? I mean, Jesse was out. So there, it was great. We went over there. We spent a few hours at Radio Room, and I don't know, maybe by about Tyler. What time was it when we left? 10?
Maybe like 10, 10-15. Yeah.
Wow. So
10,
you stayed
10-ish.
Over there from like 6:30 to 10.
Yeah. And then some of us were still sort of hungry and wanted to still. And I'm like, you know what? I'm committed. I'm pot committed at this point. So it's me.
Big Dog got off the porch to run a little bit, huh?
Tyler, who's in his 20s. Shay and his wife.
They're in their 20s.
And Autumn. And Autumn, to their credit, a little bit older. But they don't have kids. They don't want to party. Black and Autumn. Autumn is Chris Bleck's wife. Abdallah. Whitney was not out because she was with the baby. Abdallah was out. Jake Cantu, I think. Was Jake with us? He was.
No, Jake wasn't.
Never
Charlie
mind.
Was with us.
Charlie was with us in his 20s. Anthony Catazone, one of our MCs, young guy.
You're like the old guy in the group.
Grandpa.
I'm the old guy by 10 years.
Easy.
And really, I'm old enough to be some of their fathers.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not quite, but close.
Well, depending on where you're from. If you're from where my folks are from, definitely old.
So we decide to walk up the parlor and get pizza and continue to drink. Now, in my infinite wisdom, at the end of that portion of the night, when Black and Autumn say they're going to go home, and Abdallah taps out. Tyler somehow, I don't know how he did it, but
he's like, 25.
He's 25 years old.
Charlie's 22. He's 23.
Like, come on, we're going. Let's go. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, let's go.
Let's go, Tyler.
We end up on Division Street.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
We're walking into a place, and I'm already pretty, like, at this point, I'm pretty, you know. And I'm telling them, guys, when I was young, this was alumni club, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, right?
Let's go upstairs.
You texted me the next day. Yeah. When did we leave alumni club? I was like, what's alumni club?
Maple and Ash.
Yeah, well, close.
Yeah.
Yes. Apparently, at some point, we're sitting there at some portion of the night, and I look over at Charlie, and I just start... This effing guy. Look at this effing guy.
You pulled a good fellas.
I love this guy over here. And they're all looking at me like, Charlie's like, what? What did I do? And I'm like, this guy, Charlie. This young guy
so
over
funny.
Here.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
This young guy, Charlie.
The best.
And these guys are just having a field day with me. They're like, dude, he is dead meat. I don't know what time I finally got in an Uber.
Tell me what your Uber driver did to you.
The Uber driver, as predicted, I passed out the minute I got in that Uber. And the next thing I know...
You're Uber in a bathtub driver. With ice and
no,
you're missing a kidney?
Thank God I wasn't. Thank God. Because the Uber driver was a mensch and he's reaching from the driver's seat. He's nudging me. He's like, sir, mister.
Young man.
Finally, I come to, I'm like this. He, I'm
looking at him. Goes, this guy.
I know, this guy. This guy. I'm like, where am I? And you know, you do the thing where you look around. I'm like, I'm in an Uber and I'm looking on my street. I'm like, yeah, Mama. He's like, is this your house? I'm like, yeah, I'm on my street. This is my house. I'm stumbling out of there. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Yeah.
Did you give the guy 5 stars?
I gave him, I you know what?
How many
stars
did he give you?
Did you give him a tip?
How much did he?
I'm sure I did.
Did you give him a tip?
What rating did he give you?
Yeah. Wait, tell us what it costs, what the ride costs.
I don't live far. I live 17
miles. Look it up
on
your receipts.
17 miles is still pretty good.
And then it's taking you through Racine to get you home.
Hold on, let's see.
You never know how he took you home. Well, the price is the price no matter which way he goes.
All right.
I just want to know how he tipped.
It's not a cap.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't taken an Uber in 2 years.
What was it, $28, $30 ride?
It was $55.
$55. And what'd you tip?
I tipped
$13.75.
Oh, what? Wow.
I think I just hit. I probably just hit. Well, I obviously
Carmen.
Just hit.
You're squeaking.
Guys, I hit the 25%.
You're squeaking
you
over here.
You never do any
well,
of the...
I was
you
hammered.
Don't do 10, 15, or 25%. You do custom.
Can't you call? Can't you, call, can't you like, go back and get him a little more?
DUI costs you 10 grand.
Exactly.
Jeez.
That's a bad... 25% is a bad
Uber double. You should...
Well, if he had to wait, get out of his car and wake you up,
I had to walk you to your door.
Yeah.
He didn't walk me to my door.
You don't know that.
I think you guys are being a little ridiculous.
You're a man a about town.
Tip on a $54
Who do you think wiped
bill?
You when you went to bed?
What
yes.
would you tip on $54?
No, you're right.
Probably 25.
$20.
You're full of it.
25.
You are full of it.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Carmen,
$20 on a $50 Uber ride?
Yes, I tip very well.
That's
because
ridiculous.
I appreciate that they are working because a lot of people these days don't work.
I tipped 25%.
You feel pretty good about that.
I mean, are you kidding?
He felt pretty good about that.
But did he have to get out of his car and come over and shake it?
No.
Okay.
Back. He
all right, 25 bucks or 25% is.
Did he smack you around a little bit?
You're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
That costs extra.
No, I'm not.
Smacking around costs extra.
When a drunk person gets in your car, you always overtip.
I didn't urinate in his car. I didn't throw up in it.
Did you poop?
I mean, what did I do? I fell asleep in his car.
Did you make stinkies?
I fell asleep in his car. He had a peaceful drive home, and I tipped him 25%.
All right.
Give me a break.
Yeah, okay, you're good.
Yeah. Of course
I'm good.
Peggy, tell him.
Yeah.
20. You're
sorry.
So full of it. You would never tip $20 on a $50 Uber ride.
Really?
Peggy.
You want me to?
That's insane.
Go ahead. Show him some.
All right. Keep
proof
talking.
Is in the pudding. I
can't give you any evidence because I don't think I've taken an Uber in 2 years.
You just hear him?
So full.
You just hear
what
Peggy?
What did he say?
No, did you just hear Peggy what Peggy said to you? She says, I'll show you. She said, keep talking and I'll show you what I tip.
I'm trying to see if you gave me 5 stars.
It's a tipping contest. Can we get some tipping contest music?
I'm going to be honest.
I gave him 5 stars.
Money in the background.
Okay, I will say this. The time that I had a comparable incident, but I was 10 times more out of control and fell out of the car, hit my head, and ended up in the hospital. My daughter, because I was incapacitated, I couldn't tip, I think gave him a $50 tip.
right, that's because you cracked your skull getting out of his car.
Correct. Absolutely. Like, my charge was higher than that.
And the reason I probably didn't custom tip is because I immediately went in to tip him so I didn't forget, and I just hit 25%.
Yeah. I may have spit up a little bit in his car, too.
Yeah, I spit up in his car.
Right. Here's an $87 ride from downtown. Okay.
Yeah, but how much was the principal?
She gave $20.
Okay.
You're basically giving exactly what I gave. I've never been accused of being a bad tipper, and you're like, oh my god, you only tipped $14 on a $53 ride or a $54 ride.
What kind of jerk are you?
That's a little like, hey,
say you're sorry, Pat.
Hit a nerve there?
Yes, because I've never been accused of being a lousy tipper. And you were just like, oh my god, I can't believe that's all you would tip.
How about kisser? Have you ever been accused of being a lousy kisser?
Maybe, yeah. I'm trying to see how many stars.
How are you in Iraq? How are you in Iraq,
Carmen?
Oh my god! Stop!
No complaints ever?
Oh my god!
Never called lickety-split in the bedroom?
Well, maybe when I was like 18.
Oh, Lord.
Can't you see what you get rated?
The first time for me, Peg, honest to heavens, if I was riding a bull, I wouldn't have heard the bell.
Me neither. I think that's the first
time. Because you got tossed and hit your head, right?
Live lightning. It was over. I hung my head in shame and just said, I'm sorry.
Wait, I'm not sure what we're talking about right now.
Did you apologize too? I think I apologize too.
First time I broke my maiden, Peggy.
I think I apologize.
Do you really think an apology was necessary?
I thought it was necessary.
I thought it was.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Sorry.
I thought it was.
I think it's the angelic words of, it's okay.
Well, but like,
she was like a little bit older than me, too, so I think I owed an apology to her. Okay,
to use the horse racing, you know, analogy, but like, not much is expected out of a horse in its maiden race, you know?
I don't know.
It takes a while for most horses to break their maiden. Isn't that right, Johnny?
Oh, Lord. You did
seriously,
not just say
you would
that.
Am I right?
You would guess. Yes.
Yeah. So don't feel like, you know, you needed to apologize in your first time out of the game.
Well, I mean, everything gets better with repetition.
Exactly.
So, yes.
There's no reason to apologize.
I believe that to be a true axiom in life.
I think in the moment,
the more reps.
So sorry.
The music, the moment, you own it.
You sort of beg for a second chance. That's it.
Right? I don't beg.
Can you try this again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me 4 minutes.
This guy.
4 minutes. What are you, Hercules?
When you're 18, come on.
This guy.
18?
All you need. Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about when you know.
Oh, Lord.
That's a little bit more experience.
Well, listen, Peggy, I don't know.
You wait till you're married. No, you're a good Catholic boy.
All right, smart guy. This guy.
We're not asking.
Everybody's looking around like, what?
We're not asking.
This guy.
Peggy's.
Carmen and I chose to share.
Peggy.
We're not asking anything.
She's feeling this way now because she's got kids that are that age.
Yes.
That's why she's feeling that way.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, I don't want to have to think about
that. My daughter's 18.
I don't want to spend any time thinking about it,
but I don't sweat it either. I mean, they're humans.
Life happens. Life happens.
Nope.
I got 30, 27, 25, and 19.
That's because yours are, like, in
a sense,
so much older.
I quit parenting 2 years ago. It's like when they were telling me the story about you being hungover on Saturday. It's like, that's because you got to get up and, like, Gio's probably got a ball game that you got to go
do.
Luckily,
there wasn't much this weekend.
Usually,
otherwise, I wouldn't have committed to that kind of...
I wouldn't have to come out of my house.
For baseball.
Yeah, there's no games yet.
Okay.
We don't have any games yet. Yeah. He's got practice.
And who's practicing?
How bad of a hangover did you have?
Did you have big head Todd in the Masters?
I had a pretty good headache.
At any point did you think you were going to yak?
Never. Not that bad.
What were you drinking?
We had
everything.
We had a bunch of old fashions.
Oh.
And I think then we just at some point switched to beer.
I heard you were drinking a beer and he's like, what am I doing with this?
I heard you were in charge of taking care of the bill for dinner as well.
I heard that.
That's not true.
I heard you were in charge of all the bills.
No.
Would you tip 5% again?
See where you started now? See? And I tipped 25%. Smart guy. Tyler had sent me a note over the weekend. He goes, hey, what do I owe you for the food?
This guy's got 75 grand in charges.
The best is at first.
No wonder he lost a kidney.
I forgot we went to Parlor. I had to remember.
Don't even remember going to Parlor?
Until you reminded me about the food bill, I was like, food bill. I'm like, that's what's Tyler? And then I'm like, then I'm piecing the night back together. And I'm like, oh,
yeah. Did you get roofied?
We went to
Parlor. Did Sylvie roofie you at the radio place?
I ever just old. No. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. We stopped at Parlor and got food. And I was like, I think I split the bill with.
Doesn't the car ride make it worse? Like at the end of a night drinking, and then you get in the Uber or. Oh,
well, that's
it's
better
like,
if you pass out because if you mixes, have a little bit of motion sickness,
that's the worst.
I was sleeping.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's not sleep.
Well, wow. Whatever really? It is.
Yeah.
And then the Uber driver rolled over and woke you up.
Yes. I think he didn't roll over, Peggy. By the time I think we got
that's
to like.
That's why you tipped 25%.
Yeah. You got an extra 5%. By the way, my rating on Uber. 4.97.
Nice. Here we go. Here,
4.97.
For this guy. Nice.
Great Uber rating.
4.97.
Great Uber rating. Nice job, Carm.
Okay.
Yeah. You're almost
I rest
five.
My case.
That's you're good. Listen, Carm, you're a very generous man.
Oh, this guy.
You're just a note, very generous
first
man.
First note from the drivers. Very generous man.
Yeah. He's a
very
giver.
Generous man.
He's
quiet,
a giver.
Quiet.
Quiet, but a giver.
Quiet, but very generous.
Come on, Tommy. He's a giver.
You're crossing the line now.
Well, you give 25%.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's being honest. I mean, Peggy's the one that called you cheap. Yeah. Not
I did not. I say cheap?
That's it.
I did not say cheap.
Frugal.
What did you insinuate?
Frugal.
I did not say cheap.
Karma man.
I insinuated that a man of your status.
I was being a cheap bastard.
No. A man of your status could be giving more.
Okay, this is what I was
saying.
A man of your status and a man of your... would be the best way to describe it. Like, you're worldly, the food, the drink, all that good stuff. Is calling you cheap with a tip one of the worst things you could ever say about you?
Yes.
I could tell.
That's why I got so mad.
He was in the service.
Peggy could have looked at you and said,
I know.
And that would have resonated less with you.
You are stupid.
He's serious.
That's why I got triggered.
Because you are stupid.
Yeah, you are stupid.
Yeah, I wouldn't even care if she said you're a dummy. I'd be like, yeah, I'm a dummy.
Carmen, you dress poorly.
Like, yes.
You're stupid.
Look at the way I'm
your
dressed.
Your sports takes are horrible. Hey, I think you under-tipped the Uber driver. You son of a...
Yes.
Like, I know, that was like...
Yes.
That was...
Yeah. I still love Peggy. You.
Yeah. Do you have sisters?
No.
Oh, yeah, no wonder.
Do you see why you have nothing to worry about over the next 4 hours,
Oh,
Peggy?
Yes, I do.
This always...
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
And I got some great stories. We get some great things to talk about. I got an AI story about whether or not you can...
AI.
Simulate death and whether or not you'd like to.
And I don't want to talk about that.
We're going to. Are we talking about Allen Iverson?
No. I think it's VR.
Well,
what is VR?
Is it Andre
Iguodala? 2023.
Those are my two.
Andre Iguodala. Is it Andre
Iguodala?
Those are my AIs I'm familiar with.
Boy, didn't they try that?
Save some energy for tomorrow, will you?
Don't you remember Flatliners with Kiefer Sutherland? Remember?
By the way, Kiefer Sutherland, I watched his new show last night, Rabbit Hole.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Watch the first two episodes.
But is it on? What is that?
It's on, Paramount Plus.
Oh, it's on Paramount Plus.
It's on one of those.
Boy, there's nothing on network anymore.
Succession was back.
I know. I don't watch that. I got to get into Succession. Everybody says it's awesome.
Them. I'm still in the first season of Succession.
Really?
Yeah. I just started watching it like a month ago.
You still have kids at home, right?
I have one. I have a 14-year-old at home. Yes.
See, that's the good
She's
thing
not
about
home that often.
True Blood.
Remember? Oh yeah, True Blood was good.
True Blood. Remember?
Yeah, but she might not be into that because that was
no,
the vampire.
Remember the Brothers in Blonde, the vampires?
When we that was not True Blood. That was, they were in the...
Which one do we have? Where the guy you showed
Vampire
the
Diaries?
Vampire Diaries.
Oh, that guy. Vampire Diaries. She likes Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, she knew him.
Oh,
yeah.
She knew him, yeah.
I got yelled at by my daughter. Why did you say you were going to have him?
Yeah.
I said, how the hell do I know who he is, sweetie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know who the hell this guy is.
For that age group?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's big time.
Yeah.
My wife's college roommate was one of the producers of that show.
I got yelled at.
They filmed a lot of it in Atlanta, I think, in the final years of it.
Hugely.
Yeah.
I think I got a dad, you suck after that one.
Yeah. Well, Stella came, right? You brought Stella,
yes, she did. She came. Yeah, she got a picture with them.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal for her. And for a lot of
I failed as a father. You're going to rub it in more?
I pulled my daughter out of school.
That's
well, I'm not surprised. Well, she's a straight A student.
I'm not surprised. No, she's
straight
not.
A student, though. She's a straight A student. You can do that with a straight A student.
What'd you guys, was this a meet and greet somewhere?
Yeah,
we did it at Bump City.
Last year with Ian Somerhalder. He and the guy that played the other brother, I think his name's Paul Wesley, is that right?
Yes, that's it, yeah.
The two of them went into the, they started up the bourbon business. Yeah, they source, but they're non-distilling producers, but they got some good stuff from MGP. And so they've been very successful.
And Peggy brought her daughter there.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's the, it was...
Were you using your daughter as cover? You wanted to be there?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No.
I'm only here right because my daughter was interested. Yeah.
It's true. That is the only reason.
Well, she's eyeballing.
And of course, for these
Peggy's
guys.
In the front row.
She's eyeballing like he's on the menu.
Peggy's in the front row.
Please.
Look at
him. I'll give him
Batting
credit.
Her eyes.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Give me some jumbo
I'm old enough to be his mother.
Yeah, we're too...
A little what?
Batch of that.
All right, you're...
Oh, okay.
Here go.
Okay,
he took he took a picture and signed an autograph for every single woman and child that was a woman and girl that was in that place to see him.
He was a real mensch.
He was a mensch. He stayed for probably like 2 hours after he got off with us. And
he knows his audience.
He really does.
That's awesome.
He was great about it. He took a picture with everybody and signed something for everybody that was there. And there were a lot of women that came out.
He looks like Rob Lowe.
He does.
Rob like Lowe is, quite frankly, maybe the most striking man feature-wise I've ever seen.
He's a beautiful man.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah,
he looks just like Rob Lowe.
Chiseled.
He does have a lot of Rob Lowe.
Yes.
You're right. That's a good call.
I told him that, and he said, oh, he's a good friend of mine. He'll get a kick out of that. I'm thinking, there's no way I'm the first person to tell you that.
He does look a lot like him.
Rob Lowe's probably 54, 55, going on 25 if you look at it.
Got to be
good-looking, man.
Good-looking guy.
Botox.
Good-looking.
Really? I don't know what he's doing.
Of course.
Yeah, probably.
Of course.
Yeah, but even that the Botox doesn't affect, like, the chiseled nature of his features.
Those are fillers.
He's always
been
a cut of his jib.
Yes.
It's a cut of his jib.
Yes.
He's
like Tom Brady where everything just sunk in, really.
Well, that looks a little different.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, see, like, Brady must be.
Look at that guy. Like, I just got the shivers when the picture came up.
He is here. This is the one that's striking.
Yeah, like, look at the features on him. Steely blue eyes. Look, come on.
Well, he's born in 54, or 64, I should say.
69.
He is.
59
years old.
59, yeah.
He's 59.
Listen, if you disregarded gender... Like, if you just had a beauty pageant.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
He's, I mean, he,
God, his eyes
man,
are
woman,
so
or
dreamy.
Child, he's going to be in the team photo.
He's a good looking dude. Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
59.
We all can't be so lucky.
59. I look like someone put a fire out on my face with a rake. Like, look at his complexion.
Steel rake.
You are a little red.
A steel rake.
Yeah, I know. It's the high blood pressure. It's the high blood pressure on the pockmark.
Not a plastic rake.
Thank God.
A steel rake.
Yurko's daughter is studying cosmetology.
Dermatology.
Oh, she's going to help me out.
Absolutely.
She knows nothing about the stars.
Cosmetology. She doesn't
know nothing about the stars.
I don't know.
What are you talking about up there? It's a Leo. That's Ursula Major. What's going on?
Is that what cosmetology is?
I have no idea.
Here, let me Google cosmetology.
No, cosmetology is working in a hair salon and makeup.
Okay, I didn't mean to minimize
cosmetology is the study of the cosmos.
No, it's not.
Sagittarius in the stars.
You're thinking of cosmology.
What?
Yeah.
You guys
the cosmos.
Okay, wait a second.
Cosmetology
is the study and application of beauty treatment.
That's what
which
we
is
said.
Exactly what I need.
No, I was wrong.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. Thank God Grace is going to school for this so she can fix
dermatology.
This.
Dermatology is what you
That's
need.
That's the skin condition
what you need.
This guy.
Now I see how this 4 hours goes.
This guy.
No one listens. No one listens to each other.
No,
you're just constantly repeating everything.
Yes.
Peggy, you're going to be fine.
No, this is
Don't
not going to be good.
Yeah, you'll be good. Tommy's good.
All right, what's up on the show today, you guys?
I texted Peggy.
She goes, like, I'll be there at 1:15. I go, cool. Whenever Sylvie's out of here, we just F around anyway.
He loves it. Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's not true.
It's like vacation
for him. That's not true. It's just there's a little...
This guy.
It's just a little less structure.
A little less stress.
It's not stress. It's just less structure.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need to have some
focus.
Road signs that you're
She's a little
aiming
bit,
for.
Yeah, she wants more direction.
Oh,
don't worry about it. We got Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
You got
tournaments.
We got the tournament.
We got Jeff Darlington at 4:00. He's at the owners' meeting.
We've got a Bears story about one of their executives who has something in common with Sylvie.
Oh boy, interesting.
That is not pretty.
Really?
Oh yeah.
That could be a lot. Right.
That could be a lot.
That's a
juicy tease.
Yeah.
That's a great tease.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
That's at least two segments. All I got.
So that's two juicy. Segments.
That's it.
We'll circle back and give Carmen hell when he's going home about his lack of tipping.
Unbelievable.
We'll get back to that.
I still can't believe it.
I mean, I'm shocked if she mentioned that.
One of my favorite people ever.
I know.
She just comes out swinging.
I can tell it hurts.
She's like, you cheap bastard.
I never said that.
You kind of did.
You kind of did.
We got invited to Diana to play golf for dinner. Maybe she's worried about how much you're going to tip when you're there.
She just came to the conclusion, I can't take Carmen out anywhere at any point. Like, we're going to go play golf or something. Yeah, there's no way.
I can't take him anywhere.
It's the friend that you have to, like, add a little extra when they're not looking.
Yes.
You got to throw an extra 20 in there.
Whether you deserve it or not, this is going to stick.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's going to stick for a while.
When I start working with Scottie Pippen.
You see?
Scotty's got other qualities, though.
Oh, he does?
If they call you,
I know one.
Hey, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Sure does. All right.
No, we do have Jeff Darlington coming up. Yeah. We do have the good, the bad, the dirty.
Yeah, we got plenty to get to. Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be good.
Peggy wants to break down the Bulls and their chances in the play-in
tournament. No.
Tell me everything you know about Florida Atlantic University.
It's in Boca. Just say it's in Boca.
It's in Boca, yeah.
That's it?
We could... We probably shouldn't, but we could bring up a story off the air about what Danny Zetterman was talking about. He was on his high horse, and he immediately fell off.
Yeah. That's right.
Bring that up, because you guys get good.
But the same thing with Miami, though, in the sense, I mean, Miami's paying huge dollars in NIL. Huge.
It's a team.
All right, we got a break. We're late. You guys have fun. We'll see you.
You got to go.
You gotta go contact your Uber driver.
I mean,
really.
This is commercial free. Yeah,
did you get that second email that said, would you like to add to your tip?
I'm comfortable with my 25% tip.
Carm knows exactly how many dollars are in these cups.
I'm comfortable with my 25% tip. Thank you
very much.
Carm,
you bought coffee here. Let me reimburse you for today. I don't want to get this.
See?
I don't want to get this.
This guy.
I'm working with Pippen.
This guy. Waddle and Sylvia are next.
I'll see you tomorrow, Charlie.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. All right.
Don't believe
yourself. Waddle and Sylvie are back. Follow the show on Twitter at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Oh, Lord, help me.
It's going to be okay.
Oh, Waddle and Sylvie. It's Peggy filling in for Sylvie.
And you don't believe that we can get to 6 o'clock without a whole bunch of dead airtime, right?
That's what I'm worried about.
There's plenty to talk about. Plenty. First of all, I think you and Carmen need to have a conversation off the air.
I do apologize for that because I was that one kidding.
Stung. That one stung.
I was kidding, sort of, but I was sort of kidding. I do overtip. My husband overtips, but especially in the service industry since the pandemic, we definitely overtip because we are grateful that those people are working.
Well, and especially when you're passed out and you need to be somewhat resuscitated to get out of the Uber.
Yeah.
Maybe it's worth a little extra. I get it. But a man of, like, Carm's worldliness,
I did not mean to bring down his image.
You could tell him his clothing is misfitting or that his... You know, he's not very smart. You criticize his tipping, and it's on.
I know.
Yeah.
I hit him right in the pocketbook.
You did.
And that was not nice.
I think the only thing that probably would hurt him more if you told him that his bourbon review sucked.
You think so? I don't even think that would have hurt him as much.
You may be right. I think you may have... I think you hit a nerve.
Maybe the nerve of all nerves. I have to admit something. Carmen was going through his Uber receipts to see what his rating is and to see what he tipped and everything. And I just found a receipt from my daughter with no tip.
Uh-oh.
With no tip. And it was a $100 ride.
How do you not tip on a $100 ride?
She doesn't tip. She always leaves it to me because she doesn't know how much she should do. So she always leaves it to me. But I was out of town. I was in Los Angeles at the time. So I did not realize that she had Ubered. And I'm looking at this from March 3rd. So, Muhammad, I apologize. I just sent you a tip. Yep, I just did.
I don't even know. I haven't been on the Uber app, and I can't tell you how long. I wouldn't even know how to surf this.
Carmen just texted.
Whoa, I got a 4.86 rating.
Carmen just texted, you can say my bourbon review sucks. That's okay. I told you that you're right. I don't think that would bother him as much.
Do you know when the last time I had an Uber? Let's play a game. Let's play a game here. When's the last time I took an Uber?
You told us, what, 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm going to guess. And none of your kids are on your Uber app either? They're independent now?
No. They're on my wife's. No. Oh, okay, like, okay. That's a disaster. That is a national disaster.
Oh, it is.
My wife's Uber.
Oh.
But they're all off of it now except for my 19-year-old because my 30-year-old was still dropping rides on our card. Yeah.
See, what age did you say that's it?
Well, there was a couple of times when I had a $1,200 a month bill on Uber.
I would not doubt that.
Yeah.
Because
I had kids in school. I had two in college at the time, and you don't want them, but then they go and abuse it, and then it just was, it wasn't feasible. It got bad.
Yeah. They think that it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
So no, it gets to the point where they take Ubers all the time. I'm like, whatever happened to walking? Whatever happened to walking? Why do you have to take an Uber everywhere? Walk on college campuses.
Yeah,
walk.
That's true. But like now, like my daughter that's at BC, there's no place to go out. Like there's no bars on campus. There's nowhere to go. So now, which was never the case when I was there, but they get in Ubers and go down by Fenway Park down in Kenmore Square, which is a $40 Uber ride each way or a $30 Uber ride each way. So it's insane. It's just insane. So let's play the game.
All right. So I'm going to guess a year and a half ago. End of 2021.
End of 2021. Kendra?
October 2021.
I'm going to say it's pre-pandemic. I'm going to say December 2019.
Bingo!
Bang!
Wow.
Way downtown.
December 14th of 2019, I was in the suburbs of North Carolina and took a ride to the Raleigh-Durham International Airport.
Well, I don't understand. How do you get around?
I ask people to drive me.
Do you really?
No.
Are your kids your poobers?
No.
Your puberty Ubers?
Well, on Friday after the 25-year anniversary, my daughter
downtown.
That's what we all call them, poobers, when your kids drive you somewhere.
I've never heard that before.
Poobers, your puberty Ubers. As soon as they get their driver's license. Oh, yeah. Maybe that's not something to be proud of.
Well, no, it is.
Oh, I like
you said money. But I don't think we've never referred to it as that. Just a designated driver, you know, something like that. But anyway, so 2019, prior to that, was the Uber disaster. It was October 17th of 2019, where we went to dinner, celebrate some stuff, and my Uber ride that night was $258. From downtown to there.
Whoa.
Well, there was a cleaning charge, and then there was a hefty tip charge.
Oh, boy.
There was a hefty tip.
Oh, boy.
From my daughter, because I was completely knocked out at the time, and she had to do it.
Oh, boy.
Like, so she took my phone. And at this time, she's 19 now. That was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So she was 15. So my 15-year-old had to help out. Like, listen, I'm not proud of this, but I'm just trying to, like, that's the last time.
Right.
But I still have a 4.86 rating. How can that be?
I have a 4.92. That's not as good as it should be.
Really?
That's because I have teenagers on it.
Well, no doubt. So what's good? Is 4.86? Am I doing a victory
dance? That's pretty good, yeah. I think I'm like a 4.88, 4.87.
I'm 4.92.
Carm may have dinged my Uber rating from Friday night, but I can take a look and see what it is now.
What did Carmen say? He's 4.97?
That is really good.
That's really good.
That is
good.
Almost pristine.
Carmen, I take all of that back.
No, don't do that. Come
Quite
on.
Obviously, you are tipping well. So I take all of that back.
Peggy, we had a caller that asked, what do you tip if you have a bad experience with a driver?
Oh, I had a bad experience with a cab driver after the party Friday night.
Oh, you did?
After the party. Oh, that's a really good point, Kendra, because you don't want to, because you're trying to protect your rating.
Right. You don't want to encourage bad behavior.
Right? Oh, boy. I don't know. That's a really good question. I have
I'm
to remember the
tip,
last time I had a bad Uber driver. So, actually, we had a bad one after the party Friday night. All we were doing was going to Chicago Cut. The guy could not figure out how to get across the river. Could not. He kept saying, and he wasn't speaking English. And so he kept saying, come other side of river. We're like, I'm not walking all the way across the river just to go over to Chicago Cut.
I think it would have been easier for you to actually
just walk to Chicago Cut. I know. So we jumped in a cab. Well, my husband did. And he was waiting for me. And a listener stopped me as I was walking to the cab. And I was talking to one of the listeners. And the cab driver honked at me.
Really?
To hurry up.
Ooh.
Honked at me.
That didn't go over well with you?
Well, would that go over well with you? That's terribly rude. That was rude.
Yeah, that is.
And I got in the cab and I told him, I said, that was rude.
What did he
say?
And
he said, well, I got rides. Yeah. I have to work. And I'm like, well, there goes your tip. And we got out of the car. And then finally, here came our Uber.
Look at you. You put your foot down.
And we jumped into the Uber.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you berated him for not being able to get you over to Chicago Cut.
Sort of, actually.
Well, it seems like, you know what? You're pretty high maintenance when it comes to driving around town.
Weren't you just the one that said, why don't we walk places more often? And now you don't want to walk across the river or across the bridge?
Hey, Tyler, I'm not 19 like my kids, okay? Or 20 like my kids. All right. When you're 20, you can walk across campus. When you're 20, you can walk
That's
a
true.
Mile.
Yes.
Okay.
By the way, Carmen says he's a 4.97.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's pretty
that
good.
That is elite company right
That
there.
Is. That is.
Whoa.
That's pretty elite considering how cheap he is with his tips. No, I'm kidding, Carmen.
He's not going to like that.
No. I
don't
see that.
He is not going to like that. No, hey, let's talk about, when we come back, let's talk about money with the college players. Because
really?
Yeah, well, because I love the tournament so far, but I don't think I'll watch the Final Four. Because now I'm done.
Yes, you will.
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Yes, you will.
I honestly, no.
Okay. We'll
no, I don't think
it.
So.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that when we come back.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie are back.
On Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Waddle and Sylvie on a beautiful sunny Monday afternoon. It's nice to see the sun out. It feels like it's spring, doesn't it?
You
feels
know
like it's starting.
You know what's great is for so long when we're leaving here, it's dark by, you know, I mean, it's dark by 5 o'clock. And now when you leave here, it's totally light out. It gives you like renewed hope that, you know, spring is on its way. But then you see Tracy's forecast and I think it's supposed to snow on Friday. So
it is.
It's kind of a mixed bag,
so to speak.
So did you enjoy the tournament this weekend?
I did. So I have a son at Texas. So we were screaming, cheering. And Texas looked so good, even with one of their stars out with the injury.
They looked so good that I actually stopped watching the game up 12 so I could go do some housework.
Right.
Then came back and saw Miami was up one and say, whoa, what happened?
They were holding on to a 12-point lead. I don't know. Tyler, it seemed like it was about 18 minutes that they had a 12-point lead.
And like any time, Miami would maybe make a little run to cut it to 8, but then they would get it right back.
Yeah. And I said something. I said, these guys better not fold. And then they did.
They folded.
And then they did. I will say, that call with a minute left was BS.
Okay. So then,
BS.
That's one of the... In the Miami Texas game?
In the Texas game with the guy was over his back, but the rebounder had already blocked him out.
Yeah.
He already had position. Just because that guy chooses to fly over your back, you don't call it. God, that angered me so much.
I thought you were talking about the call that occurred in the Creighton.
No.
Yeah, San Diego State game.
That too.
That was an interesting conversation because that's a foul. It is a foul. What happened, the kid put his hand on his hip. You could see he grabbed part of his shirt. And most importantly, he affected the shot, in my humble opinion.
Okay.
The point to me that is arguable, though, is and to me it was exactly the same thing that happened in the Super Bowl. They had kind of defined how the game was going to be allowed to be played throughout the course of the game. I believe there were, 22 fouls total called in the Creighton-San Diego State game?
Right.
So they had allowed these guys. It was basically a rock fight.
The whole tournament's been like that.
Yes, and it was a wrestling match. And really, they called nothing.
Right.
So the people that were upset that why would you make that call after watching them play for 39 and change.
Exactly.
And then you change how you're going to officiate the game. That's where I think people do have a bit of a legitimate beef. Because it was a foul.
Totally.
I mean, a foul is a foul. So I understand why you called it. But whether you're a professional or you're a collegiate player, you kind of find out in the first couple minutes of a game how a game is going to be officiated, and then you kind of adjust your
just
what
like
you're
a baseball
do.
Umpire, just like the home plate umpire.
Absolutely.
And how's he going to call his strike zone? Okay, we got it.
Yes.
He calls the high ones. He doesn't call the low ones.
And
okay.
If you remember in the Super Bowl as well, so they call Bradbury on the hold on, was it Juju Smith-Schuster? Was it
who was?
No, okay, it was. And there were a lot of people like, well, you allow these guys to play a physical brand to the very moment, and then you throw a flag. It's inconsistent to the point where 10 minutes earlier in that game, on a crucial third down, they allowed Bradbury, same two players, to hold Juju Smith-Schuster, and it was in the middle of the field, and the ball goes incomplete, so they end up having to punt the football. It was the same exact play where they kept their flag in their pocket. Well, you get down into crunch time, and all of a sudden, the same kind of play happens and you throw the flag. It was a penalty. There's no doubt. I mean, you can see that he's being held. The question becomes, well, if you're going to allow these guys to play a certain way, why are you then changing your approach
right.
to officiating in the most important moment of the
right.
the game? Now, that's where I can understand that people have a beef.
But like the opposite can be said, though, Tommy, that there were a lot of fouls that were not called.
Right.
There's a lot of traveling that is not called.
Right.
And you could go back and look at the tape and say, well, that is traveling. Well, that is a foul. But they weren't called.
Right.
So that's why when we say, was it a foul? Yes, it was a foul. But not in this game, it wasn't a foul.
So how do you, at the end of the day, as a fan, how do you process that? Because you don't have a dog in the hunt because you're not. You're not a Creighton or a San Diego State fan unless you have money on the game. So how do you, I look at it and say at the end of the day, a foul is a foul.
Right. There's nothing you can do.
I don't have a problem that they called it because they thought it was a legitimate foul. But I do believe if you're one that puts a lot of credence into an official will set the tone early in a game how the game is going to be played. And
right.
that game, again, 22 fouls were called, and then they make that call at the end of the game. To me, it's an inconsistency, but
right.
it's still a foul.
Right.
So it's hard to kind of to process.
San Diego State would not have had a roster out there if they called that ticky-tack as they did at the end.
Everyone
right.
would have
San
fouled
Diego
out.
State would have
right.
completely fouled out of the game by like 5 minutes left to go in the second half.
This was the most physical
yes.
I can remember. And I think one of the reasons is you have all these older players. You've got all these super seniors now.
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Duke. Who's the Duke center? The young kid. Was he
Kyle
freshman?
Filipowski.
Oh, my gosh. That poor kid. He got pushed around
yeah.
so bad because he's playing against 24-year-old men. These guys, that player from Tennessee.
Oh, you think of both.
Burroughs Plosich.
Plosich. Yep. I mean, that guy, he's the one that should have had an assault charge on him.
Yeah, they get bullied.
Like the Memphis girl who threw the punch in the line, in the handshake line
yeah.
at the NIT. I mean, that I have not remembered seeing it this physical in a really long time.
Joe in Lindenwood thinks it was a terrible call. I'd like to get his you know, his perspective on that. Joe.
It's actually Lindenhurst, but that's irrelevant, Tom. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My point as an experienced, well, retired high school football and, college official, one of your obligations is not to give one side an unfair advantage. The first obligation is the safety of the players, participants, and even the crowd in an event. So when you see an official, like you say, a foul's a foul, whether it's the first minute, the last minute,
right.
any time during a game. But that being said, I know from experience, if I start calling, if I'm a quote-unquote a stickler and going by the letter of the law or the rule book, then I owe it to the kids playing to do that consistently against both teams through the whole duration of the contest. So when I see an official do something like both those instances, I got to say, it's too easy. It can't be a blown call, especially at that level. So there's something that strikes me that offends me as an official, because that reflects on officiating everywhere and the integrity of the game. And the NCAA really needs to start looking into that, because, you know,
Joe, when you start monkeying
with the integrity of a game, you're doing a lot of damage to the sport.
Totally agree. Let me ask you a question. Which was the bigger sin? Was it calling the foul on that play? Because I actually thought, listen, there was contact. I think he affected the shot. Or was the bigger sin allowing these guys basically to wrestle for 59 minutes and 58 seconds?
You hit it right on the head, Tom. It's allowing them to basically play basically football out there for 58 minutes. Right. And then, oh, by the way, now we're going to start enforcing the rules. And the other one, the flagrant foul in the other game, I forget the game, but the flagrant foul, I mean, the guy was hooked before, and he responds by doing it, retaliates. That's like hockey. You always hear that. Well,
second
they always catch
in.
The guy who retaliates.
Yep. Yeah.
That's nonsense. There's too many eyes on it. There's, and especially in pro football, college football, any event, there's too many eyes out there for you to miss a lot of calls. The only time I missed calls was when I started reffing and I was officiating freshman and sophomore level games, and there's only two refs out there then. Sometimes right. I've reffed games by myself. I'm going to miss a lot if I'm there by myself or if I only have another person. So, you know, the NCAA really has to clamp down on this, because to be honest with you, my personal take on this tournament is the worst ever, by far.
In terms of officiating?
Officiating and the results and outcomes. I mean, really, you know, a lot of these teams, let's face it, if they had to play the same opponent in a series like best of seven or best of five, they wouldn't be winning. And that's really, what are we doing to the sport, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my take on it.
Yeah, good call, Joe. Thanks for dialing us up. Look, it's Greg McDermott, right? The head coach of Creighton. Dougie's dad?
Yeah.
Dougie's dad. We'll just call him Dougie's dad. Whatever. I give him credit for saying, look, I'm not going to get into that. They lost that game because they couldn't throw the ball in the ocean from the edge of the boat in the second half. They were 0-for-10 from behind the arc. That's why they ended up losing.
And the
losing
same thing with Texas. Yeah. They couldn't hit a bucket in the final 10 minutes either. So you're exactly right. But he brings up a really good point. When we come back, I want to talk about that. And that is that the college players are taking a page out of the NBA players' book in this tournament. And it is driving me crazy. I hate it.
Uh-oh.
I hate it. We'll talk about that when we come back.